A glass of lemonade sounds good about now, and we're getting baked across much of the region in a week and a half long heat wave. And a program spreading across the country makes the connection between summertime, lemonade, and kids selling the precious liquid. Lemonade Day was to have been observed on August 20th, but, you know, pandemic. It didn't happen, so kids didn't have to do the full PPE in order to make a few bucks. The organization behind Lemonade Day shifted the strategy to an online presentation, which creates some issues with the delivery of actual lemonade, as you'd expect. Let's learn more about Lemonade Day, its expansion into Jackson County, and how it is handling the changes of our time. Lydia Salvi is the Lemonade Day Director for Medford and Jackson County, which is a new extension of the program into Medford and Jackson County for this year. Lydia, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give us, if you would, the history lesson on Lemonade Day and its beginnings in Texas 13 years ago.
Yeah, so Lemonade Day started because the creator of the program's daughter actually approached him and was like, "Dad, I want a turtle." And he was like, "Well, you know, I think you need to earn the money to get that." And she's like, "I'm going to start a lemonade stand." And as an entrepreneur himself, he was like, "That is incredible." And she started this lemonade stand, and it really just got him thinking. And 13 years later, this program has touched over 1 million kids. It's in over 100 different cities this year, but it's the first time that we've been able to bring it to the Rogue Valley.
Mm-hmm. And so start with the usual. Outside of the pandemic, what's the setup? How does Lemonade Day work?
Yeah, so Lemonade Day is a free educational program that teaches kids how to be entrepreneurs, right? So they start, own, and operate their own business by registering on the website, getting their curriculum, so their business materials, which teach them how to set goals, so spending goals, saving goals, sharing goals, and then they learn how to make a plan. So they plan their products, they brand their stand, they learn all about advertising and marketing, and then they actually go out onto the streets with their lemonade stands and they sell their lemonade to their customers.
And it's just meant to be on that one day, usually?
Yeah, it usually is only one day. We were supposed to originally do this back in May, and then it jumped to August 20th. But just honestly, based on the current circumstances, it wasn't the best idea for us to have the kids out selling lemonade this year. So we are doing it online, but normally, so hopefully for next year and the years to come of us having this program, it'll be one day. It'll be Lemonade Day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the idea is to have it in late spring, then not in the heat of summer in August.
Correct. Yeah, it's usually supposed to be in May, but it really does kind of jump around depending on where the city is that's having it and the weather that works best for that area of the mm-hmm. world.
Since it is usually just that one day, I mean, that's a lot of lemonade for sale on one day in one town, isn't it?
Lots of sugar, yeah.
But, I mean, do you run into situations where you get, you know, kids who've all both enrolled in Lemonade Day across the street from each other?
Well, so they have to think about location, 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 right? So just as any good business, you're like, do you want to put it out in front of your grandma's house, or do you want to be out in front of Walmart or Winco or at the park? Like, you have to think of where your most customers are going to come. So when they register, they go onto the website, normally, not this year, but they go onto the website and they actually put their stand right on the map. So all of the stands across Jackson County would populate on the map. So you would see, like, oh, that one's already taken. Maybe let's go somewhere else.
All right. So the kids, as you mentioned, get some idea of there's a curriculum, as you pointed out, where they have goals, they plan, they learn branding, they learn marketing. They get a bunch out of this. What about proceeds? I mean, what are some of the stories over the 13 years of Lemonade Day in terms of kids and their earnings?
Yeah, so in those learning goals, they learn spending goals, saving goals, and sharing goals. So what is it that you want to buy right now? Is it new clothes? Is it a new bike? Then how much money do you need to afford that, right? And then saving some for a rainy day. It's never too early to teach kids how to have a savings account and how that money can come into good use in the future. And then sharing goals, and that's one of my most favorite parts about this is they learn how to give back to their community. So whether it's local nonprofits or a national nonprofit or just anything of their choosing, learning how to share some of their money. And they're like really awesome stories over the last 10 plus years of this program. There's so many stories of the kids giving back, but there's also really amazing success stories. There is a girl named Michaela, and she was one of the first girls to start her lemonade stand. And she actually took her lemonade to Shark Tank, the TV series, and they backed her. And her lemonade is in, like, grocery stores all across the nation now. And it all started from her lemonade stand on Lemonade Day.
What did she do differently in making her lemonade that made it such a big deal?
You know, I'm not sure. I think she just came into it with that entrepreneurship mind, and she sold the sharks on it. She obviously had to have a great product, but I think it was really like all of her finances were in order. She put in all the work. She did her business plan. She had success, and then she went to Shark Tank, and the sharks bought it.
We are talking about the Lemonade Day, which was to have been in May, then shifted to August 20th, and then because of the continuing pandemic, it's turned into something else called Lemonade Day My Way. We'll get into the details of the post-pandemic version or the current pandemic version of Lemonade Day in just a moment. Lydia Salvi is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Lemonade Day City Director for both Medford and all of Jackson County. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 with questions and comments. That's the phone number, 800-838-3760. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Kids do have to have parental permission to get into this, I would assume.
Yeah, they do. It is encouraged for the parents to, or mentors, whoever the mentors are for the kids, to go to our website, which is lemonadeday.org/Medford, and register their kids. We're not necessarily encouraging kids to get onto the website and do it themselves, but as would be the case when the kids are out on the streets with their stands, they need adult supervision. We're not asking the kids to go out and sell their lemonade by themselves. So each kid does need a mentor. But especially because there will be some parts where, you know, the kids, for the most part, the lessons are broken down so easily. The kids can pick it up and they can run their lemonade stand. But there will be questions and that, you know, they might need a little bit of help. So it's definitely encouraged for mentors to help get the kids through it as far as accessing the materials online and then actually getting them through their business lessons.
Now, do the kids have to pay to get in?
No, it is completely free.
Okay, so how does the Lemonade Day organization make money on this?
So for us, we have purchased a license for this program. So all the Lemonade Day cities who run this program in their areas get their materials from the National Lemonade Day team. So that's how they do it.
I'm still not clear on the funding source then.
So we have sponsors that help us put it on for our area. But then as far as the Lemonade Day national team goes, they already have all the curriculum and everything made. So anyone who wants to implement it into their own region pays the national team to get their program.
Ah, okay. So the local chapter pays the national, and then sponsorships help bring the money in to make sure that money is covered for the local chapter.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So the curriculum, who developed the curriculum that's involved with Lemonade Day?
The national team, Lemonade Day did. I'm not necessarily sure all the details of it. I know that there's a hard copy version, so you get a workbook, which would have been what we were doing back in spring. But this year, because we are doing it completely online with Lemonade Day My Way, there is an online curriculum called Lemonopolis. And Lemonopolis is a interactive, almost like a video game, but not, because it's super educational. But so they just go on the website, and it takes them through this town of Lemonopolis, and they learn all their lessons by clicking on different buildings and watching videos. And it's a super interactive way to do it compared to the workbooks that they normally get. And then I know that this next year, they're actually launching a completely new app that can be right on your iPad or on the computer, whatever, you know, smart device that you have. And it's the same way. So clicking through the lessons and actually having a character that's walking along and doing the lessons with you. So I know it's taken form in different ways since the beginning of the program, but who created it in the very first place, that I am not totally sure of.
I was just curious if it was, you know, certified teachers or certified financial planners or something like that, but don't know at this point is the answer. So now you mentioned that it's a spending, saving, sharing too. I just wonder how big the sharing component is. I mean, how much philanthropy is emphasized versus the pure entrepreneur slash capitalist angle of it all?
So it's definitely encouraged right from the beginning. It's the first lesson that kids learn is the importance of giving back. So I think it's really important, especially since this program, Lemonade Day, is a nonprofit. And the Chamber of Medford and Jackson County, who brought the program to the area, is also a nonprofit. And I think it's important for the kids to know that money can go in places that help their communities outside of just supporting their local retail shops and grocery shops. So it's definitely right in the beginning of the program, and the kids learn it from the get-go, how important it is to give back. So.
Well, we've certainly covered the fundamentals of how Lemonade Day usually works, but we haven't talked really about how Lemonade Day My Way works. So it's really a virtual thing, and instead of just on August 20th, it's August 20th through September 20th?
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens? What are the events of this this extended Lemonade Day into Lemonade Day My Way?
So for us, we chose to make it a month long. A lot of these cities that were doing Lemonade Day My Way just did it August 20th over the weekend. So theirs wrapped on August 23rd. But we really wanted to open it up and give people more of an opportunity to get involved. There's a lot of things still being settled as far as figuring out school and family life and work life. And we were like, we're going to make this a month long and have it be open to as many people getting involved as they want to. So for us, go to our website, which is, again, lemonadeday.org/Medford. You click register now. And from there, you'll get a confirmation email, and it'll say dive right into the lessons. You have access to Lemonopolis right away. And then from there, us at the Chamber will mail you a registration packet. And with that comes a journal that helps the kids through the lesson. It comes with a whole packet letting parents know what Lemonade Day My Way is and how to help their kids get through it. And then there's coloring sheets, so the kids get to draw their dream stand that they can hopefully put out on the streets for the coming years. They get to come up with their recipes. They get to brand themselves and draw a logo. And then after they do all of that work, they go back to our website, and we have what we are calling the Lemonade Day Marketplace. And for that, essentially what's going to happen is everyone clicks on there. So if you want to submit your stand, you put all your information in there, and then your pictures and your business are going to populate onto our website on the Lemonade Day Marketplace. And so anyone who wants to go and purchase a virtual cup of lemonade, which unfortunately we don't have any product this year, we're hoping that the community will come together and really support these kids by clicking that they're buying lemonade, but just knowing that they're supporting their hard work. But that's what it is, a Lemonade Day Marketplace. So all the stands are all in one place, and customers can pick and choose whose lemonade that they want to buy.
Have you had a chance, Lydia, to visit with other organizations in the region that have done this already? It looks like, 'cause I'm looking at the map right now, and nothing from Medford on there as yet, but I see that there are already four stands on the map in Eureka, for example, which I guess has been doing this a little longer.
I haven't talked with anyone close to us. I have gone to the conference, so I've met people in Washington and Texas and even some people up in Canada. So I haven't been able to talk to anyone close. I've been in touch with some folks out in McMinnville, in Corvallis. And I know that Grants Pass was trying to bring it, this year for their first time as well. And I'm not sure how they're doing on that with adapting to everything, but I haven't been able to talk to anyone close.
I did notice that Grants Pass is already on the list, as is Medford-Jackson County new this year. That takes care of the cities that are doing it on the Oregon side. On the California side, already established in Humboldt County, it looks like, and Redding looks like it's just coming online as well. And what kind of signups do you have so far for the Medford-Jackson County chapter of Lemonade Day?
So we have over 40 kids registered already, which we are so excited about. So we're just hoping that they're getting through their materials, learning all their lessons, and pretty soon that Lemonade Day marketplace is going to be open and kids can start submitting all their business materials and start selling their lemonade.
So no actual lemonade will be sold this fall, is that right, in this period of August 20th to September 20th?
Yeah, that's right. It was hard to figure out, like, are the kids going to be selling people lemons, like shipping them water bottles, or, you know, how to actually give them the materials to make it themselves. So we figured people can support the kids' hard work, and then they could take their recipes, because the kids are uploading their signature recipes. So whether it's a magic ingredient or just super creative, people can see what they are. So they're purchasing the idea this year.
Okay, so next year you're hoping you can potentially get a Lemonade Day maybe in the spring, although, you know, it's hard to say at this point. Everything is so much up in the air, isn't it?
It really is. That is our hopes. We want to bring the community together. We want to get the kids out there selling their lemonade. So that's the goal. But as it were, we kind of reinvented this program for this year so we could just take it and run with it if we need to.
So you came into the year with this great burst of energy because the announcement went out right after the new year about the fact that Lemonade Day had expanded to Medford and Jackson County, but then the reality quickly set in, didn't it?
Yep, it did.
All right, best of luck as you move forward with Lemonade Day My Way. Again, lemonadeday.org. And if you want to make it more local, go lemonadeday.org/Medford. Gets you to Medford. Redding gets you to Redding. Grants Pass, Humboldt County, et cetera. We're talking to Lydia Salvi, the Lemonade Day City Director is the title for Medford and Jackson County. Lydia, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.